Well, have you ever begun working on a project or a task only to be interrupted by an urgent matter that demands your immediate attention? Well, this is a common experience. Perhaps it has happened to you. Well, when Jude started writing a letter about salvation, circumstances compelled him to pivot and address a more urgent issue, encouraging believers to defend the truth of the gospel. So if you'd like to turn to Jude, there's only one chapter. It's a short letter. But we'll look at Jude, verse 3, where he says, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." So this is not a casual suggestion, it's a call to action. The urgency behind Jude's message raises important questions. What prompted this exhortation? And how does it apply to us today? Well, today let's explore what it means to contend earnestly for the faith, why it is necessary, and how we can do it effectively. First, what is the faith? Before we can defend something, we must know what it is. Faith has many aspects, so it is helpful to distinguish between faith and the faith. Faith is the act of believing, as defined in Hebrews chapter 11, which we call the faith chapter. The faith, with the definite article of the in front of it, refers to the content of what is believed, the core truths of the gospel, rather than just an individual's belief, such as the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, the authority of Scripture, and the foundational teachings that define Christianity. That's what we would call the faith. And the phrase "the faith" appears frequently in the New Testament, including Acts, Peter, and many of Paul's letters. For example, in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, it states, "Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith." Paul also uses this phrase in Ephesians 4, describing how the ministry helps believers reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, so they are not easily deceived by false teachings and teachers. The faith is not a man-made idea or a constantly changing message. It is the gospel delivered once to the saints. It was proclaimed, taught, believed, and we have it recorded here in the Bible. Second, let's look at contend for the faith. To contend means to put forth effort, struggle, and determination. Why is this necessary? Because the faith is under attack. False teachings creep in, moral compromise becomes acceptable, and cultural pressures try to dilute biblical truth. If you're in Jude, let's look at verse 4. Where Jude says, "For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." So people were misusing God's grace as approval for sin and denying who Jesus was and is. How could they go unnoticed? These distortions often happen quietly by slightly altering doctrine or taking scripture out of context. Let's continue in verse 8. "Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries." These dreamers are not bringing a new revelation, but are acting on their own ideas and doing whatever they want, refusing any authority over them. If believers do not contend for the faith, the clarity and purity of the gospel message can become muddied and unclear. Complacency leads to spiritual drift, and compromising the truth will not lead to being in the kingdom. Every believer shares the responsibility to struggle against deceptive teachings and hold to the original message. Third, how do we contend effectively? Contending for the faith isn't about being argumentative or harsh. It means standing firm in the truth with love and humility. Jude lists four practical steps, beginning in verse 20. So let's look at verse 20. First, he states, is know the word. First is know the word. You cannot defend what you do not understand or avoid deception if you don't have a strong foundation. Study scripture deeply. Meditate on it daily. Jude says in verse 20, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Build on the foundation of Jesus Christ, grounded in the Word of God and what the Bible teaches. Second, pray continually. Prayer is essential. Ask God for wisdom, courage, and discernment. Without His strength, we cannot succeed. Third, guard your relationship with God. Verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God. To keep means to watch, guard, and hold fast. Don't let lies or false ideas come between you and God or cause you to doubt His love. Fourth, keep the vision. Verse 21 continues where it says, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Only through His mercy and sacrifice do we have hope for eternal life. Maintaining this vision helps us show mercy and compassion and persevere even through adversity. So in conclusion, contending earnestly for the faith is not about fighting people. It's about standing for the truth in love. Believers need to be grounded, courageous, and unwavering when faced with deception or ideas that contradict Scripture. This requires a strong foundation and understanding of the Bible and a close relationship with God. Let us take heart to heart what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, where he says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. The faith we hold is precious, bought with the blood of Christ. Let us rise to the challenge and contend earnestly for the faith today and every day.